Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for everyone where we are having a small misunderstanding.
Yes, it's when you go to the street and you think you saw someone, but it's not who you think it is.
Yeah, so there's a small misunderstanding or you confuse someone for someone else.
Exactly. So our keyword is doble.
Doble.
Doble. It's like double.
Double.
Doble.
It almost sounds like Polish, like good.
Doble.
Dobrze.
Yeah, exactly. Like Polish.
Almost the same.
Exactly. Because you guys that are interested in learning Spanish, you just heard someone talk about Polish. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
Eugenio.
¿Es conmigo?
Ay, perdón.
No hay problema.
Tiene usted un doble.
Interesante.
Second time.
Eugenio.
¿Es conmigo?
Ay, perdón.
No hay problema.
Tiene usted un doble.
Interesante.
Third time.
Eugenio.
¿Es conmigo?
Ay, perdón.
No hay problema.
Tiene usted un doble.
Interesante.
So now we're going to take you through a line-by-line translation.
Eugenio.
Oh, okay, this is a proper noun. It's a name. I guess in English it would be Eugene.
Eugenio.
Eugenio.
Eugenio. ¿Es conmigo?
Are you talking to me?
¿Es conmigo?
You mean me?
¿Es conmigo? Ay, perdón.
Oh, sorry.
Ay, perdón.
Oh, excuse me.
Ay, perdón. No hay problema.
Don't worry about it.
No hay problema.
No problem.
No hay problema. Tiene usted un doble.
You have a double.
Tiene usted un doble.
You have a twin.
Tiene usted un doble. Interesante.
Interesting.
Interesante.
All right, interesting. So this person has a double. All right, so why don't we go back to the first line? Obviously, we talked about the name Eugenio. In English would be Eugene, I think. Is there a shorter way of calling somebody Eugenio?
Euge.
Euge?
Mm-hmm.
Genio?
Genio.
Like as in genius?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right. And he says, are you talking to me?
Es conmigo.
Okay, so he literally translated, it would be, is with me.
Exactly.
Right? We have the verb estar, and conmigo, we have the personal pronoun in the first person, with me, conmigo.
Conmigo. And this means like, are you talking to me, or is it me that you're talking to?
Are you referring to me, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, are you talking to me, or is it me you're referring to?
Mm-hmm. Es conmigo.
All right, and then we have an exclamation. This is actually an interjection. Ay.
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 Ay is like, oh.
But naturally you would say, ay.
Ay.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, and that's like, oh, or like you're surprised. Perdón.
Perdón. Excuse me, I'm sorry, or sorry.
So Lily, can we say perdóneme?
No, not really, because you're not like asking for forgiveness or anything. Just saying like, oh, sorry, oops, you know. Like,
excuse me.
Excuse me, yes.
Okay.
So perdón.
Perdón. And he responds by saying, no problem.
No hay problema.
Okay, so we have the negative there, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then problema is problem. Mm-hmm. Why do we use the verb haber, hay?
Well, it's the existential. You need to say that there is no problem. So you do the same in English, uh-huh. Right? No problem. In English, you can say no problem, but in Spanish, you cannot say no problema.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong, guys.
Right.
I have heard a lot of English speakers saying no problema. First of all, it's...
problema is not right.
Problema doesn't exist. It's problema. So you have to say no hay problema.
Okay.
Or you can say ningún problema.
Okay.
Okay, ninguni means also none, like non-problem, but you cannot say that in English either, so.
Okay, so ningún problema or no hay problema, but you cannot say no problemo.
Yeah, no problemo, no problema, no.
Okay.
Okay.
And the person responds by saying, you have a double, you have a twin.
Tiene usted un doble.
Okay, so the first word there is the verb tener. And in this case, it's used in the second person in the usted form.
Yes, because they don't know each other.
Right.
They're strangers. So it's tiene, tiene. If he was saying tú, it would be tienes.
Tienes.
But in this case, it's tiene. And as you can see, it's usted because he says usted, tiene usted, un doble.
A twin, a double.
Yes.
Un doble. So you could potentially say tiene un doble.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But over here, we're emphasizing on the usted. So, tiene usted un doble. Okay. And the person responds saying, by saying, okay, interesting.
Interesante.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So, we've taken a look at a lot of words there. Why don't we go back, listen to the dialogue again, and we'll be back to talk with you a little bit more.
Dialogue, first time.
Eugenio.
¿Es conmigo?
Ay, perdón.
No hay problema.
Tiene usted un doble.
Interesante.
Second time.
Eugenio.
¿Es conmigo?
Ay, perdón.
No hay problema.
Tiene usted un doble.
Interesante.
Third time.
Eugenio.
¿Es conmigo?
Ay, perdón.
No hay problema.
Tiene usted un doble.
Interesante. All right, we're back. And from the first line, we took a look at the name Eugene in Spanish, Eugenio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you see Eugenio, that G, you're going to listen to it as a J. H, H. And it's going to be that J sound because it's followed by an E, or you can use it also with an I. In this case, it's Eugenio. So the G is followed by the E, okay? Another example will be girasol.
Okay, that's followed by an I.
Exactly. So it's G-I, but the sound is like a J, okay?
Girasol.
Or you can say girar also with a J. And in the case, you put it with an A, O, or U, then is the G form.
Okay.
Okay, so the G sound. So, for example, you would say gato.
Right, you don't say jato.
Exactly.
You say gato.
Or you say gordo.
Okay, you don't say gordo, you say gordo.
Or guante.
Guante.
So, gato, cat, gordo, fat, guante, glove.
So, very simple rule. If you see the G followed by an E or an I, you pronounce the G with a very strong J sound. Whereas in any other case, basically, if the G is followed by an A, an O, or U, just pronounce it as a G itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the examples that we gave were Eugenio, girasol, girar. As you can see, it's a very simple rule to remember, and it can be a little bit tricky sometimes with J's, G's, and H in Spanish. So, this is a little tip that we can give you to help you with the G sound.
So, has people actually, like, told you, oh, you look so much like...
Yeah.
Someone?
Yeah, they tell me I look like Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
No.
That's actually not a compliment.
What?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, not because of my face, because of my
oh,
voluptuous body.
Yeah,
yeah,
right,
I'm so
right.
Built. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, I thought you were Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, actually, I don't get confused with many other people. Although you said that I look like the French guy in G.I. Joe.
Yes, you do.
Well, how does that...
Like the techie guy.
The techie guy from G.I. Joe, the Frenchie. Has anyone ever confused you with anyone else?
Yeah.
Maybe famous, non-famous?
No, like non-famous. They'll be like, oh no, sorry, you look like my friend, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah?
But that's it. People have told me that I look like Emmanuel Chiriki, which I wish. She's beautiful.
She like French?
No, she's the girl from... Have you seen Entourage?
Yeah.
She's the girlfriend of E.
Maybe you do look like her.
I hope. She's beautiful.
Well, yeah, this is interesting. A lot of people say that they're
everyone has a double more or less out there.
In the world?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You think, wouldn't it be freaky if you found somebody that looks pretty much
well,
like you?
Well, let me tell you, this is a true story. A friend of mine sent me a picture of this girl, like, in an adult magazine. Seriously. And he's like, oh my gosh, did you do this type of job before? Like,
what?
Seriously. And I opened it. She looks exactly like me.
No way.
Yeah. It's amazing. Wow.
Maybe it was me.
Right.
So don't hesitate to contact us. We're at SpanishPod.com and we'll see everyone there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.